Thank you very much. At this time, we'd like to ask our children to come forward for our children's moment. Cool. We don't have the bag today, do we? That's all right. That's all right. You all doing well today? Do you all know what saints are? No? Saints are all the people that believe in Jesus Christ. If you believe in Jesus Christ this morning, you know what that makes you? A Christian, but it also makes you a saint. You are one who is seeking after God. Technically, or typically when we talk about saints, we talk about those who have gone on before and who are with Jesus even now. But the saints are all around us. Each and every one of us are saints. Now, I don't know that we'd all always consider ourselves saints, but nonetheless, that is who we are. We are followers of Jesus Christ, and therefore we are Christians, and we are saints. And people will remember things about us that we've taught them. As we've remembered the four saints from our church who have gone on, we remember the things they taught us, right? And the things that they've helped us to understand. And so we continue to have the opportunity to learn and to grow and to be taught by those that go before us. And so I want to encourage each and every one of you. If you are a follower of Jesus, you're a saint, and you have something to offer to us and to your friends and to everyone that you meet. And so let's be mindful of that each and every day, okay? All right, let's pray, and then you all can go with Miss Vicky down to Children's Church. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this day, for your love and grace. We thank you for our saints gathered here today, for the opportunity we have to worship you and to honor you and to offer you all of who we are. We thank you for these children, for what we have to teach them and what we have to learn from them, and we pray that you would continue to bless them each and every day. And we ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen. All right, you guys can go to Children's Church. Our scripture lesson this morning comes from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Let us hear now the word of our Lord this morning. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, and that we should be called God's children. And that is what we are, because the world didn't recognize Him, it doesn't recognize us. Dear friends, now we are God's children, and it hasn't yet appeared what we will be. We know that when He appears, we will be like Him, because we'll see Him as He is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, even as He is pure. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this day, for your love and grace. We thank you for the reading and the hearing of this, your word. We pray that the words you have given me today would be yours and not mine, that they would open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, our hearts to receive, our minds to comprehend. And may we, in the strength of the bodies you have given to us, fulfill the call you have placed upon us. We ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen. This morning, I want you to travel back with me, if you will, to July 3rd, 2009. On July 3rd, 2009, there in the late afternoon, early evening, I was standing in front of my bathroom mirror getting ready, getting my hair all nice and pretty, making sure I was clean, making sure there wasn't anything gross that I needed to take care of. You know the routine. I was getting ready to go on a blind date. It should be no secret today that her name was Amanda, and she was, Abby, and she's really, really, really nice. It worked out well, the end of the story. I was preparing to meet her for the very first time. There was a lady in our church in my young adult class who told me several weeks before this, or maybe a week or so, that her boss had a daughter that she thought I needed to meet. And this wasn't the first blind date I had ever had. I think it was Abby's first blind date and last. Woo-hoo! All right, you can go with the children if you'd like. ruining this. And so I was getting ready, and again, I'd done this before, been on blind dates and things of that nature. When you're a single pastor or associate pastor, you would be amazed at how many people have someone they'd like you to meet. This passage today speaks of getting ready to meet someone. Now, in my story, of course, I was getting ready to meet Abby, getting ready to meet someone for a date. Here in this passage, the author of John is helping us to get ready to meet our adopted Father, our Heavenly Father. And with that, there is great expectation. There is great anticipation. There is great preparation that goes into this. Now, I don't know about you, but this morning I stand ready to meet my Heavenly Father. Not just yet. I've got a few things I want to do first, but I'm ready and cannot wait for that time, that moment where I'll get to meet Him face to face and to see Him as Moses desired to see Him as we looked a few weeks back. Now, this preparation that we are getting ready for, this sense of us getting ready to meet Him, isn't in order to make us worthy. I think that's where we tend to get a little confused. We feel that we've got to have all of these things figured out before God will accept us, right? And so I want to be clear that this preparation isn't in order to make us worthy. The preparation is a direct result of God's grace as He continues to pour it out on us during and after the initial act of salvation. When we become followers of Jesus Christ, God is busy making us then pure. He's busy working with us and helping us and guiding us. The author of John wants to point out that as God's adopted children, we have the opportunity to be made pure as our Heavenly Father is pure. Jesus says it a little differently in Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. He says, "Be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect." Some translations may say, "Be complete in showing love as your Heavenly Father is complete in showing love." This isn't a prerequisite to our salvation, but it's a process. As we initially meet God in salvation, so then begins that process of becoming more like Him, preparing to meet Him one day, preparing to see Him as He is, as the author puts it so beautifully here. And this purification, again, as I've mentioned, does not begin until after we have accepted our adoption. What this means is that God accepts us as we are. God accepts us as we are today. There's nothing you can do to change God's love and acceptance of you. But He also then enables us and desires for us to grow. He meets us where we are, and He then tries to take us on a journey to make us better than we are each and every day, more like Him each and every day. And if we're honest, I think all of us want to make a good impression on God when we meet Him, right? When we see Him. We want to make a good impression. We want to do the things that He has asked of us to do. When we understand this in the United Methodist Church as sanctification, it's that growth in grace. It's that continual process of learning and being made more like God each and every day, allowing the image of God that we bear and that is deep within us to blossom and to grow. And that's a difficult work. It's a difficult task. But it is a rewarding work and a rewarding task. When I first learned about Abby, I did what anyone would do in that situation. I found all of our mutual friends, and I grilled them incessantly. I had tons of questions, and I'm sure she probably did the same. Well, maybe not, because she actually did show up, so she may not have. But I asked different mutual friends about her, and I did this because I wanted to be prepared to meet her, right? I wanted to be prepared to put my best foot forward. I didn't want to disappoint, and obviously I didn't. I wanted to make sure that this meeting went as smoothly as possible. Can I get an A? No, I'm just kidding. As Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, there should be a desire to please the Lord deep down within us. There should be that longing and that want to please Him, to make Him happy, to make Him sometimes, I guess, feel as if He loves us more, even though we know that's not the case. But we want to please Him. We want to do what He has called of us. And there should also be a realization that it is by God's grace alone that we are acceptable and pleasing. Jesus Christ makes us acceptable through His sacrifice, through His love, through His grace. And then when we accept that, the Holy Spirit helps to make us pleasing to God. He continues to move and work in and through us, calling us to be who God has created us to be. The hope that each and every one of us has today is the hope that purifies us, as John says here in verse 3. This hope purifies us, makes us holy, makes us righteous, makes us like God. Today, this holiness, this purification is the reality of these four individuals we have remembered. It is the reality of those countless others who have gone on before. And for us, it's a future hope. It's what we strive for. And today, these persons represented before us know several things that we need to know this morning. And again, they know it because of the reality of it. We know it because of our faith. And the first is this. It is the Father's unconditional and unmerited love given to us that make us His children. There is nothing you can do to earn this love. It is yours. It is freely offered. It is yours now and forever. They know that. They see that today in ways that we cannot wait to see someday. Secondly, we are God's children now. I love how he says that because, again, when we think of saints, when we think of everlasting life, we think of the future, don't we? Our everlasting life begins now. It has begun when you accepted that salvation, when you accepted the adoption as a child of God. It began. Your eternal and everlasting life began in that moment, and it continues hopefully on even until today. We are God's children now. We don't have to wait. We don't have to try to earn it. It hasn't yet fully been realized, but we know that it will be. When people talk about this, they often talk about the kingdom of God in terms of the now and the not yet. There are glimpses of it now, but it's not yet fully realized in us. And that's the reality of the situation today. We are God's children now, and while we don't fully realize it, we will. That hope purifies us. And thirdly, we will be like God, he says, because we will see him as he is. We will be pure. We will be spotless. We will be with God in a very real way. And that purification process begins now. It's what we are in the process of now. Has anyone ever seen the commercials for OxyClean? Right? You've seen those? It'll get all the stains out. You put the clothes in the washer. Or at least I've been told that's what you do. That's what Abby does. I don't know. You put the clothes in there, and it begins to wash and wash, and it becomes clean, and it becomes spotless, and it works. I've seen it work. It's quite amazing. But there's that process of tumbling in there, right? You got to go through the washer and then through the dryer before you can get clean. And this life that we have is kind of like the washer and the dryer. There's a process for this purification. But we as the dirty laundry didn't put ourselves in there, did we? We were placed in there. We were acted upon. We were initiated upon by God. Praise be to God for that. Today, God invites us to his table as we have it set before you today. This is a place of preparation for our future meeting. In holy communion, the now and the not yet mingle. We see glimpses of that eternal and everlasting future in very powerful ways, enveloping us in our hoped for future with God and with the great cloud of witnesses who have gone on before. God wants to take us from where we are to where we can be. He wants to purify us as he is pure. And he wants to do this for no other reason than that he loves us, each and every one of us. It is our hope in Christ that makes us clean. It is not the work that we do in Christ that makes us clean. This is not a works righteousness. Again, this is not something we earn. It's something we have already received. Our work in Christ is nothing more than a thankful byproduct of the hope that we have. I pray that that is something we remember today. I pray that we will stop beating ourselves up because we have not done something perfectly today. I pray that we will allow God's grace and love and mercy to make us clean, and that we would recognize our part is to receive it and to follow him. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for your love and for your grace, for your mercies that are new each and every day. We thank you that you set about to make us clean, and we pray that you would help us to allow you to do just that. We love you, we thank you, we praise you, and we ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen.